Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to RightWingMedia.net Radio. This is Scott Hum, and you are listening to the home of the Josh Lifto Show. More about that later. The Romeo Show. More about that later. God's Everlasting Love Radio with Juliet. More about that later. And RightWingMedia.net Radio. Well, that you're listening to that now. Give us a call if you want. If you're listening on the internet, 516-666. That's frightening. 9806. If you call in. And if you are calling in and you want to talk like Romeo Hill, Romeo, how you doing? Give us a call. The number is, of course, 516-666-9806. Romeo, how you doing? You're now 31, wearing big boy clothing and everything, and uttering big boy words these days, right?
Oh, my gosh, Scott. I feel like the Pampers commercial. I'm a big boy.
Oh, God. By the way, I want to welcome everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio, Acast, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Also, the Josh Lifto Show was postponed this week due to some personal issues. Josh, I'm better, but I gave him a call last night, and we've got a couple of recordings that we're playing because he makes more sense on a couple issues than I do, and even more sense than Romeo does. Romeo's show, you got to check this. Yeah, it's but true. Pathetic, but true as well. But anyway, the Romeo show, you got to listen. You had an articulately relevant and complicated rant last night about a lot of issues, and we're going to talk about issues today as well. God's Everlasting Love with Juliet, you've got to hear that one. The show just concluded about an hour ago was on forgiveness. This week we're talking about the news of the week and discussing the ATF action and COVID gain of functions allegations with Josh Lifto and Romeo Hill. Here's what's going on, guys. A few days ago, Josh gave us a video. It was a leaked email that started going around the press from Mr. Guns and Gear Channel. Okay, Mr. Guns and Gear Channel. And you can see that at rightwingmedia.net radio. Then a few days ago, after the first tier media catching up after we post something, KHOU 11 in Houston put in this news story where they said ATF demonstrates, gee, I cannot talk today, extremely dangerous. Let's, since I put it in an embedded quote, extremely dangerous switches that turn semi-automatic weapons into machine guns. And I was kind of confused by that. Romeo, were you confused by that at all?
A little. Like,
okay.
I'm trying to imagine how you do that. But I guess it's possible if you have the right parts, you have the right brain capacity, you could probably turn a Nerf gun into an actual weapon. So, I mean, I'm not really surprised.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was actually a little surprised in talking to Josh last night. Let's hear that interview, which was minutes long. Josh, you, I would classify as a gun enthusiast, right?
I believe.
Okay. And you would do anything legally to protect yourself and your family and friends.
Yeah, I personally carry a firearm because of that, and I do carry, and I do wear a vest because I want to stay in the fight as long as possible, so yes.
Now, let me ask you, recently the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had a thing where they're picking up, I forget the acronym, FRTs or what?
Yes,
what
FRTs.
What does that acronym mean?
So it means force reset trigger, basically. So when you fire a gun that is semi-auto, which semi-auto means for every one trigger pull, a round does get fired. And full auto, it means one trigger pull, multiple rounds get fired. The FRT, force reset trigger, basically, as you pull the trigger, round fires, your bolt carrier basically comes back. I'm starting the reset for the hammer. As it comes forward, it forces your finger forward. And then a certain amount of pressure, you can get to fire again.
So it basically is not a semi-automatic, but it is a gun acting as a semi-automatic, right?
Well, it technically actually is a semi-auto.
Oh.
It's just it allows you to pull the trigger a little bit faster because less travel for the reset.
So that's, well, I was going to say that, so that's why ATF is... has been in the news is wanting to gather up those type of guns, but is there maybe another reason that it's wanting to do that? If we're just conjecturing, I mean, we're just playing around with the idea. You know?
They're mad, from what I've been able to gather, they're mad because it fires a lot faster than most full autos do.
Well, then let me ask you this. Is this type of gun apparatus hooked to people committing crimes, a.k.a. criminals, etc., or just...
Nope.
No?
No. It's a 100% legal product for your ARs. So it's a legal product, the drop-in trigger pack, trigger group. It goes in after you remove your old trigger group, and... It's just a lot of people take it to the range. It's kind of a range toy, basically. That's what it is. It's not because in a high-stress situation, you're not going to worry about how much pressure you're putting on the trigger, which the FRT is very reliant on the type of ammo you use, the spring in there, your buffer spring, and how much pressure you're putting on the trigger. Too much, it won't do it correctly. Too little, it won't do it correctly. So you have to have a proper amount.
So what do you think the reason is? I mean, is ATF afraid that more criminals are going to be using these, or people in general, that it could be a threat to society? I mean, there's got to be a reason.
They're mad because it's the way it is a semi-auto firing fast. That's the way they look at it is, oh, well, it's semi-auto. It's not semi-auto if it fires fast. That's how they look at it. Does it fire fast? Yeah. It's not semi-auto then. You sure? That's how they look at it, which is, yeah, to me, kind of ridiculous because it doesn't matter on how fast you fire your gun because that's up to literally how you pull the trigger because there's people who have a stock semi-auto trigger and... can get that thing to fire just like a full auto any day.
So what's
you can find those videos.
So what's the reason behind it, do you think?
Control. They don't like products like that out there. Recently, a guy, CSR Firearms, got arrested for what they call a full auto key card. And it literally is just a piece of metal with a drawing on it of a full auto... a full auto part, which if you were to machine it, you could be committing a felony. It was literally just a card with a bottle opener on it that just had the drawing on it. Kind of a gimmick kind of card. But the ATF didn't like that either, so...
Yeah.
You know, that stuff happens too.
Parodies of potent weapons are not exactly favored. And that is correct. Romeo, does that make a little bit more sense to you with Josh's explanation from that interview? The ATF would be doing that?
Yeah, and it gave me an idea of why, you know, he was saying what he said in that way because, I mean, it does make a lot more sense, and it gives you an idea of kind of how things are looked at now. And a lot of people, you know, see guns differently. A lot of people now, I guess you can say, don't like AR-15s because they consider them dangerous or semi-automatic when it's not at all or when it's not that dangerous.
Yeah. And there's some things that are dangerous, however, going on. For example, CNN, and we don't use stories up that much, they're talking about how a Russian invasion in the Ukraine – would reverberate around the world. And the only reason why they bring that up is because the ineffectual, I mean, the current president, Joe Biden, is thinking about siding with the Ukraine people and getting his nose in business that probably don't need involved with in Russia. And, oh, by the way, are you thinking about transferring to the Colorado State University, Romeo, by any chance?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
never thought about it.
Too bad, because if you're affected by free speech there, and I had to put this on rightwingmedia.net, there are 17 different resources to help students affected by free speech. So, you know, if you're to CSU and you are liberal and you get your nose out bent out of place because there's too much free speech going on and it doesn't satisfy your liberal leanings, you can, you know, you've got a whole bunch of campus resources. Unlike what the Arizona Republic was saying, some Arizona students are being taught that their race is a problem, and that's a problem. And the race, by the way, is the white race, which is kind of a theme going on that's it's really weird because the, don't worry, Romeo, I am going with somewhere with it. The Atlanta Black Star just reported Congresswoman Cori Bush's car was shot up in St. Louis, and Blue Lives Matter spokesman in that area has a vial. He said, we need lawmakers to be victims. I think he probably meant to say he wanted liberal lawmakers to be victims so they could experience what's going on. Couldn't resist that sarcastic twist. According to this week, here's another liberal finding directly some problems. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow will take a hiatus to work on a movie. And Rachel, we feel so bad that you're going to be away for a while. But in those of you missing Rachel, you can tune to the right side of things, no pun intended. One American News Network, by the way, which has dropped off of dropped off of one of the satellite providers. You can still get One American News Network on Cloud TV, cloudtv.com. It's on CenturyLink Prism, channel 208 in standard definition, and 1208 in high definition. GCI 64 in standard, 703 in high def, and Verizon Fios 116 standard, 616 high def, and VideoGo, V-I-D-G-O. And let's see, so that's good for those of you who are not too thrilled with Rachel, but want some conservative news instead. Here's some disturbing news. According to the Insider, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said no one can guarantee there won't be planned power outages again as the state prepares for freezing temperatures. And he's saying, yeah, they're going to shut the power off whenever they need to fix lines and allow rolling blackouts because things will freeze and they don't have the infrastructure, courtesy Biden, anymore to keep up their power in the state of Texas. Hope Josh doesn't freeze his behind off. In fact, here's something else that you'll find interesting. According to CNN, two of their articles, truckers and protesters against COVID-19 mandate. By the way, those are some of the draconian measures that Greg DeSantis is putting in place in Florida. Regard that. So you got to go to rightwingmedia.net to click on that story and find out more. But truckers and protesters against COVID-19 mandates are blocking border crossings. And we found this video just today. It's at naturally at rightwingmedia.net. And this is from Redneckzilla. And see that video of kids and parents dancing around and so on. But, you know, somebody who was dancing around, I hear last night, was you, Romeo. Big 31, huh?
Yeah, I don't feel any different. I just feel the same.
For right now. Wait till you get your stomach back and the headache clears, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got that last night, but I'm okay. I'm better now.
Yeah, it's not COVID coming back or anything. However, we do have a, we'll call this an anti-birthday gift for you. Raggedy Ann, otherwise known to the rest of us, that's what Romeo calls her, Jen Psaki mocks people discussing the consequences of soft-on-crime policies, and the person, I was going to use the B word that rhymes with witch, asked in the video, what does that even mean? And RNC Research put up a Twitter feed that has the video they got with her being a witch, beginning with the letter B. And National Review, the esteemed far-right, very conservative publication, in fact, was mentioning that the nation's largest police advocacy, I can't talk, organization, accuses her of laughing off America's crime concerns. Romeo, do you think, I don't know if you saw this video, I know you've heard about it, but do you think it's even fair for Jen, to be laughing off crimes that are going on? I mean, now we've got a black congresswoman's car being shot up in St. Louis and Blue Lives Matter saying, well, you need to be a victim and see what it's like. Or is this being fair? Or what do you think?
I think that Raggedy, you know, knowing Jen Psaki, as dumb as I think she is, I honestly think that she has probably just about as much brains as Biden and Kettler compared together. Just real brain capacity. And, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, when it first started, I got to be honest with you, there was a lot of people supporting it because they thought that it was a great cause. But then later realized that, okay, this was hijacked. It wasn't really a cause that was good. And so when the Blue Lives Matter group has come out, they BLM thought, oh, that was a counter-protest. And Black Lives Matter always makes it about them, where, oh, they're only trying to counter-protest that. No, everyone can experience racism. Everybody can experience reverse racism or just racism in general in every which, you know, whatever color or whatever, whoever you are. So Jen Psaki really laughing this off is no surprise to me because, to be honest, this is what the wicked Democrats do. They are so evil. They're just vile, vicious. God, it almost reminds me of the Grinch.
Yeah, she's a, and I won't sing anymore, but that's, not because it's bad, but because I don't want to copyright my singing. It's really bad anyway. You know, you'd mentioned BLM having some issues. They reportedly, according to Fox News, have transferred millions to a Canadian charity to buy a mansion that is alleged to have been formerly owned by the Communist Party. Check out rightwingmedia.net for that one. We're going to take a deep break. I'm thinking of deep fake, but it could be the same thing. You never know. And discuss COVID. We're going to bring Josh back on. He's going to wax intelligently about this. And we're going to bring Romeo back on as well. And you, again, the number is 516-666-9806. This is Scott Hum, and you're listening to rightwingmedia.net radio.
Take the following everyday steps to protect yourself and others. Get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. If you are not fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. Children under the age of 2 should not wear a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission or if you have a weakened immune system. Stay 6 feet from others who are not part of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often. Cover coughs and sneezes. Clean high touch surfaces daily.
The risk of severe COVID-19 increases as the number of medical conditions increases in a person. COVID-19 vaccination and protective measures are important, especially if you are older or have multiple or severe medical conditions. Vaccination, wearing a mask, staying 6 feet from others, and washing your hands often are important protective measures if you are older or have certain medical conditions. If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms. If your symptoms get worse, contact your doctor. Get Get rest and stay hydrated. Avoid public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. And take these 6 steps to protect others. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose if you must be around other people. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Clean your hands often with soap and water, or use hand sanitizer, especially after coughing or sneezing. As much as possible, stay in a separate room and away from others in your home. Avoid sharing personal household items such as dishes, utensils, towels, or bedding. Wash these items thoroughly after using them, and clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters and doorknobs, every day.
For more tips, visit cdc.gov. For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
And we are back with rightwingmedia.net radio. I'm Scott Hum. Romeo, you had something during the break you wanted to mention about one of the...
Yes, there was a story that I did on my YouTube channel, Romeo Hill. Shameless plug, by the way, just saying. There was two ladies, people of color, in the Arizona State University, comes up and harasses these two white males for one of them having a Blue Lives Matter sticker, calling them racist and just really being belligerent. And they were claiming that these two males, the two guys, were starting arguments, fighting, and they were the one doing all this. But in the video, you can look it up on YouTube, ASU students on YouTube, and you can see that it wasn't the two males doing it. It was the, and it just goes to show you, you know, how they, like you said before with hate speech, I mean, nowadays, if you don't agree with whatever the left say or you don't agree with whatever their thought process is, you're going to be deemed racist. And I find that pretty stupid. But it's crazy because, like you said, Scott, you know, it just seems to only be, I guess for the left, it's only a one-way street. They can only experience race. They can only experience and stuff. And going back to, like you said, with Jen Psaki laughing this off, I got to be honest with you. It doesn't surprise me that these demon rats, or Democrats, I should call them, but I call them demon rats, because they're very demonic and evil, just pretend and, you know, try to be pretentious about the whole situation of, well, you can't have racism because you're white, you're privileged, you're a straight heterosexual male. Well, doesn't that not make any sense? I mean, everybody can experience racism. But it just goes to show you that the left are just really eating their own BS and lies.
Oh, yeah. And you mentioned you call them demon acts or whatever. Demon crats or something. I don't know. Yeah. They ought to listen to Juliet's show, which is, of course, God's Everlasting Love Radio with Juliet, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern. Juliet, you had a topic this week of forgiveness. Do you think we should even forgive those people who are on the far left wing side of things who are, and I'm putting you on the spot, I'm sorry, but these far left wing people who are putting really crazy rhetoric and so on out there, or what do you think?
Yeah, we should forgive them. They're just lost people. They're just... The devil is confusing them. That's why they're doing what they're doing. The devil's confusing them through others, and, you know, then they tell others the same thing. They tell others that, and it just spreads around. That's what the devil does. He causes confusion and stuff, and so, you know.
We do. And Juliet, if you want to hang around and want to bring you back in, because we've got another story I know you and our listeners are going to be very interested again. Want to thank everybody from Blog Talk Radio, Acast, Podchaser, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn for listening. thank you guys very much. And thank you also for going to rightwingmedia.net and seeing these stories. But one of these stories, if you haven't seen this, if you haven't heard it, you need to. And the two of the story links we've got, and it started out just a few days ago, hitting really big, are both from Fox News. One of them, scientists speak out on being silenced when raising concerns about coronavirus lab leak theory. Supposedly there were threats of funding withdrawals for some of these people who are doing applied research on diseases and so on and whatnot. And now, as of about a day ago, Health and Human Services and National Institute of Health are under fire from a House of Representatives GOP committee seeking answers to the Wuhan COVID origin. They're not just taking Fauci's glad handling for granted or at face value. And we're going to actually, I'm amazed we were able to find it, but we've got from the ranking House member who is putting this protest together in this investigation. And I'm not going to term it a witch hunt because that would be saying that there's something wrong with it. There's something wrong with very likely how COVID got into exist. But we're going to have their actual letter. We're going to talk about in just a bit. But Josh Lifto, who was with me last night, we were talking about everything. And I were joking around, we were joshing around, couldn't resist the pun, Romeo, about COVID. And here's a bit of that. We were talking about COVID and some of the inconsistencies that are going on. Purple lights around areas that had been hard hit by COVID and so on. Anything you want to say about that? Excuse me. No, that's not COVID. Excuse me. Definitely not COVID. Yeah, I've been vaxxed, but excuse me. Boy, I'll leave that. I'll leave that in for the.
Go for it.
Yeah. But you had some thoughts on that and some of the things going on recently with that, and we'd even looked at a bit of that old movie Omega Man with Charlton Heston, and we discussed off air some of the. Issues with nature being abused, potentially, you know, as an offshoot of the gain of function potential that have been accused of Fauci and Wuhan lab and so on. What are your some of the thoughts about this and these things in general?
So here's where I'm going to start, basically where we started off air. So the government has in the past used airplanes to release stuff in the air.
Yeah.
This has been done time and time again throughout history. And humans in general have kind of become desensitized to it.
Mm.
So in my area alone, there's been more air traffic than there's ever really been.
Now, can we tell where your area is in general?
I'm in the DFW area of Texas.
Okay.
Which, if you don't know, is Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm a little bit away from the airports, so there's not much air traffic that should normally be going on around this area, but there is way more than usual.
Really?
And the weather's been kind of odd. Now, like I said, this has been done in the past before with governments doing this stuff to test stuff out. And so it's kind of it's a dangerous game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In World War II, now, keep in mind, this is all my personal opinion from what I've been able to gather from history, all this other stuff. But World War II, Hitler, there was a chocolate bar that he gave to his tankers that had methamphetamine in it.
Mm-hmm.
He experimented with giving his soldiers also methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a balance game, okay? Mm-hmm. We're all told, drink plenty of water. If you drink too much, you can drown.
Yeah.
Tasers and pepper spray are considered non-lethal weapons. But if you tase someone enough, you can kill them. You can tase someone or pepper spray them and it can still kill them. Same thing is with nature. In the winter, you know, out in nature, you can get frostbite and your extremities go. Your fingers, your toes, your hands, your feet, your nose, your ears, all of that. Your lips start going because your body focuses on this one little area, which is your heart, your lungs, your brain, you know, stuff to keep you going. But if you go to an extreme cold, it can be almost an instant death.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when you start messing with nature, you are saying, okay, let's just start killing people, basically.
So are you saying that COVID could be just that?
It's messing with nature. It was gain of function research, and that's been proven based off of the old definition, which the CDC has changed since COVID.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. I mean, they found that in COVID, in looking at the genetic sequence of it and a lot of its variants, there are sequences that are only put in. Yeah, you're nodding in an affirmative. Yeah, that are only put in when there is research done to, you know what I'm saying.
It's been done.
And these particular DNA sequences, they call them, okay, are, you know, it's like classic, okay, this is day two of genetic research, university level. Here's the sequence you put in when you're doing research and splicing stuff into a, it's so common.
Yeah, it's a very popular thing to do when you're testing stuff. Basically, what they do a lot of the times is they throw this DNA sequence in to see how it reacts. A lot of times when they do it, they mess around with other stuff.
Yeah,
rats, whatever.
It's not only that, but it's a marker that's commonly used as a sequence to when there is something and that has been altered. And they found this in COVID and a lot of its variants.
Yeah. COVID, if you think about it, I was telling you earlier off air, there was a lot of, I've been watching a lot of videos, despite everything that's been going on personally in my life. I've been watching some videos, and I keep seeing a common theme of China, Wuhan, something, I can't remember exactly what that last letter means, but, you know, all that stuff. And this is all stuff spanning from multiple years, even a little before COVID, which is kind of odd in my opinion that all this has been connected for so long. It's absolutely mind-boggling on how long all this stuff has been going on. The CDC isn't really fully in control, but it seems that way because it deals with so-called health, which is kind of odd, but the whole plant thing I was telling you about earlier, I was telling everyone out and telling you off air, you know, that wouldn't be the CDC. That'd be someone really high up, top secret stuff.
So are you saying maybe the military or...
No, not the military.
Oh, really? Or
it would not be the military.
No.
So this is where it gets really interesting.
Who could it be?
A long time ago... A top secret, basically government agency, not the military. I don't even think it was the FBI or CIA, kind of someone real secretive in the government. They started messing with the weather, and I'm talking about, you know, random clouds and heavy storms and all this other weird stuff.
Yeah.
There was a popular thing going on of, hey, all this gel's falling out of the sky. What is going on?
Oh, it's just from airline toilets. That's all.
Yeah, and that was one of the things. And before that, it was the blue ice stuff. So all this kind of stuff coming from the air, and this was after the government was like, "Hey, someone in the government was like, we're going to mess with the weather." Like I said, this has been a common theme within the government is they mess with this stuff because why not, you know?
Yeah, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, and like I said, that's dabbling with nature. You can't dabble with nature and expect it to go your way.
But here's the thing that doesn't make any sense. I mean, it makes sense, but it doesn't. you have people like Fauci who have been alleged, and we're one of the news outlets who have made this allegation, that...
Can't disagree.
Yeah, can't disagree on this one. That, okay, you signed off on experimenting with COVID viruses, okay?
Which documents can't be found on that.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But here's the problem. The gain of function allegations that that scientists are increasing their chorus of saying, yeah, we knew about it, but our funding was threatened. We were told not to harp about it. That's come out in the past several days. And now what was at one time science fiction has become potentially more real.
Yeah. You were talking about the Omega Man, correct?
Omega Man, yeah.
That's it.
Charlton Heston. I Am Legend, Will Smith did that one, the update of it. But that, ironically, there was a shift in the Omega Man. It was a war between China and Russia, and they decided, okay, let's shoot off weapons with biological warfare. And in I Am Legend, it was Kate Blanchett playing a scientist who came up with this lovely idea to inoculate everybody against... Yeah, scientists come up with these lovely ideas all the time against cancer. And it turned out that this genetically, had all the bad effects of either killing people, turning them into zombies, half zombies or whatever. You know, again... Science, whether it's led by the military or by science, I can't help but think, Josh, we keep screwing up.
Yeah, so, okay.
I know it's an ethical issue, but, you know, any guy or gal can have that qualm about that ethics, or should have that qualm.
Yeah, so, okay. Here's where it gets interesting. Time and time again in movies... You know, a lot of times in, like, the doomsday type movies or whatever, you see this kind of stuff where the government's messing with nature, and yet we see that in person as well. So, like I said earlier, people kind of get desensitized to it.
It's just a movie.
Yeah, that's the way a lot of people look at it. Now, it's an extremely dangerous thing to do, to mess with nature. Because nature will turn around and, well, mess you up severely.
Yeah.
When you start messing with DNA and biological stuff, it turns extremely quickly. It turns south fast. And just for example, World War I, right? They were messing with all these gases that were natural.
Mustard gas, yeah.
Yeah, it was natural stuff that they threw into one little thing, and that was really bad. It killed hundreds and thousands of people within a really short amount of time once launched, and it was extremely bad, and that has been considered a war crime under its biological warfare. Biological warfare is considered a war crime, which, understandable. But the same problem is that limits it to war. It doesn't limit it to, well, can I use it on my own people? They're like, that's up to you. Not my place. You know, that's the way they look at it, though.
The science in general.
Yeah, they see it as science. But it's not science if it's killing all these people who aren't willingly taking part in it.
Willing participants, Yeah.
For instance, basically around me, a lot of people that I know have recently gotten COVID pneumonia. I have not been sick. A lot of us haven't really been around people too often. And
you wear your mask when you are?
Yes, I do wear my mask when I work because I have to. And when there's no one there, I take off my mask because I'm all by myself. But the problem is, all these people get sick, and these are people that normally wouldn't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it odd all that they all got sick around the same time air traffic's picked up.
Mm.
And like I said, you know, it's been done before where these planes launch stuff from the air to mess with other stuff, which
like the weather, the blue gel, whatever, allegations of the 70s and 80s.
Clear gel, the blue ice, all of that. And it's just odd. I know I've covered before in one of my podcasts. I don't think it's up anymore after the whole rebranding, but it was, I was talking about the purple lights, which I recently seen in another area, which official documents said it was a malfunction in the lights and it was isolated to one area, which you can't really believe is true if you're seeing it all over the place.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff. And I mentioned I did get word, now these are alleged, it was either to put where FEMA camps were going to be or to see if you're vaccinated or not. I can't test that out personally, but, you know, and that was just what was going on. You know, kind of people were like, oh, well, official documents say it was these malfunctions, so okay, that's what it is. Or people just see it in general and they never heard about it and like, oh, that's different. Okay. Or they just completely ignore it.
Yeah.
And that's something that happens a lot of times when the government kind of does something under people's noses. People just don't pay attention. Or if they pay attention, it's just like, well, you're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. You know, you're Alex Jones. Basically. It's like, what? So.
Well, actually, rightwingmedia.net has been already called conspiracy theorists, but which I think is a nice inadvertent branding for us.
I got something for that. So there's a project, well, not even a project, it's this group called White Rose. They're a collective of people. And I recently met one of them, and he gave me some stickers.
Hmm.
Now, one of them talks about a conspiracy theory, which I think is absolutely hilarious and true. Let me grab that because I can't disagree with this one.
This will be a good way to close the segment.
Yes. So, conspiracy theorist. Noun, a person who conducts their own research then uses logic and critical thinking to form an educated opinion instead of just blindly believing whatever they saw on TV. See also critical thinker.
Yeah.
And I love it because it's true.
Can you get one of those people on your show?
Possibly. I would have to message him and find out, but you know, it's a collective of people who basically think the government's going too far.
Yeah,
they're infringing on all of our rights. They're, you know, going tyrannical. They're, you know, they're not holding themselves. No one's holding them accountable. All that stuff. Same stuff I agree with personally.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing I believe you agree with as well. And most
of our listeners too. Yeah.
Yeah, and these guys I talk to are awesome. They're so nice. You know, they, you can tell they are mentally there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do the same things we do. So I will send you some photos of some of my favorite stickers.
Okay.
That you can post because
okay.
I love them.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, definitely if you don't think like they want you to, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's how it's always been. That's how it's been even further recently. Well, before it used to be, if it was really far out there, you're a conspiracy theorist. And now we've just seen so far out there because the shift of moderate has shifted further left wing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are true moderate, you're seen as just right wing. And
mm-hmm.
if you're right wing, you're seen as a far right extremist, even though you're like, I'm just right wing. Like, I'm not a right wing extremist. A right wing extremist are seen as way, way too far out there.
Yeah.
But if you're a left wing extremist, you're left wing basically.
Romeo, that sounds like you.
That's scary. He's making it sound like I'm almost the modern day Alex Jones. But
aren't you?
I don't think it's possible. And that's another thing is that I have been called a conspiracy theorist. Like Josh has been called before many times. I know a lot of us right wingers do get called conspiracy theorists, and I do it. I get called it all the time, and to me, it's not really that bad. I just think of it as, well, I guess at the end of the day, we'll see who's right and wrong.
Exactly, but. You know, I think it was a worthwhile interview with him last night. certainly kept me entertained and on my toes. You know, what also keeps me on my toes is we have a lot of interesting things going on. For example, your show is going to be Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Any idea what you're going to talk this coming week?
I
mean, your rant was
yet.
So good. I don't know how you can live up to that.
I know, right? I set the bar standards high on myself. That was pretty incredible. I didn't even think I would have to top myself. No, I don't know yet. Maybe talk about conspiracy theories and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Juliet, go ahead.
I was just saying that would be something definitely that I think it would be worth talking and answering questions like, why do right-wingers get called conspiracy theorists? Why are a lot of people labeling us like that? And I think that might be something I might have to have a talk about.
And Juliet, I wonder maybe about liars and cheats and things like that. I don't know. Would that be something interesting for you? I think Juliet is
speechless.
Sure, yeah, but,
sorry.
Okay. By the way, this will be something else that will leave you both speechless. The letter that we talked about earlier is from the Honorable Xavier Becerra, or rather to him, who is the leader of the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary. And this is written, just like we promised, by, here we go, 13 pages, leave that. And sorry, running through all their freaking documents, amazing. James Comer, Ranking Member, Committee on Oversight and Reform, and Jim Jordan, Ranking Member, Committee on the Judiciary. Here's just some of the things that were interesting, and I want to read just a couple of passages here. And this is, first one is from Bob Gehring. I really can't think of a plausible natural scenario where you get from the bat virus or one very similar to it in NCOV, where you insert exactly 4 amino acids, 12 nucleotides that all have to be added at the exact same time to gain this function. You don't you don't change any other amino acid. I just can't figure out how this gets accomplished in nature. See, that's that marker Josh and I were talking about that's done in research. Here's another segment of it. This is email from Dr. Francis Collins to Drs. Jeremy Farrar, Anthony Fauci, and Lawrence Tabak. But I share your view that a swift convening of experts in confidence, in a confidence-inspiring framework, who seems to be the really only option, that's unbelievable, is needed, or the voices of conspiracy will quickly dominate, doing great potential harm to science and international harmony. See, Romeo, I don't get it. They're more afraid about being condemned by their peers in the government, and especially, I'm going out on a bit of a limb, those peers of theirs who might be compromised by the how their governments treat them if they start striking back for the origin of where COVID-19 may have started. I mean, here's another one I want to mention before I hit you up. This is an email from Dr. Andrew Rambaugh to Drs. Jeremy Farrar, Anthony Fauci, Patrick Vallance, Christian Drosten, Marion Koopmans, Edward Holmes, Kristen Anderson, Paul Schreier, Mike Ferguson, Francis Collins, and Jose Golding. I'm also agnostic on this. I do not have any experience in laboratory virology and don't know what is likely or not in that context. Geez, putting a pretty big mea culpa there. From a natural
evolutionary... Wait a minute, did you just say he's agnostic? So
on the issue, not religious.
So, okay, here's the thing. I don't know if there is such a way to be agnostic on a situation other than, well, you could be unsure.
Yeah, that's what he's
claiming. Using the word agnostic is more put towards like a religious viewpoint. So
Juliet,
for him to use that as a religious viewpoint is kind of, yeah.
Does that scare you, Juliet? Does that make you feel uncomfortable, him using that word?
Yeah.
Because he's talking philosophy merging into science, which is kind of a slippery slope and dangerous path. The email continues, from a natural evolutionary point of view, the only thing here that strikes me as unusual is the furin cleavage site, which, you know, that's where you find that weird bunch of coincidental DNA. And here's the one that I hate when I get a quote like, I think the only people with sufficient information or access to samples to address it would be the teams working in Wuhan. There's a word beginning with the letter P I'm not going to use. It means wimp. Romeo, do you think there are a bunch of wimps maybe with the P word when they're just deferring everything to the Chinese? I mean, look at this one. However, further debate about such accusations would unnecessarily distract top researchers from their active duties, and do unnecessary harm to science in general and science in China in particular. Who is bending over backwards for China?
U.S. government.
Yeah.
They are very wimpy. They don't
led
know.
Led by who? Who's leading it?
Think about it. Our government is being led by the communist China, supposedly.
I thought it was supposedly Biden.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know what I meant. I mean,
yeah,
it happens to be that, you know, our government is being pushed under a brink of tyranny, that we are becoming so wimpy right now that we don't know really what to do. We're just basically allowing tyranny and theatrical shenanigans from a bunch of corporate clowns. Well, I wouldn't say corporate clowns, but I mean by a bunch of political clowns, that they're basically just pushing us to a point where we are looking very wimpy.
Mm-hmm.
We're making it, and they're making it harder for us Americans. I mean, a long time ago, not even back, I guess we can say, like back in the Reagan days, America looked pretty strong, because Reagan had it where if you mess with us, we're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the same way, like with Trump, you mess with us, we're coming. And now we got Mr. Biden in Sleepy Joe and Camo Toe in office. We look like a bunch of soy boy beta male. We're not looking like a bunch of alpha. America is not looking alpha. We're not taking control. We have, and I've said this in my last live podcast Tuesday, yesterday, where America basically has gotten so weak that we have allowed the government to have so much control with what's going on that we don't even know now how to get our control back.
Exactly. Well,
The sad thing is that we don't even, we aren't able to get control back. We've screwed ourselves. I mean, in the Constitution, it says we the people should not fear the government. The government should fear us, we the people. And, well, look at what happened.
Exactly.
And that ended up being a situation that we are allowing ourselves to be dictated by dictators, I should say, not one, but a bunch of them. And we're allowing ourselves to do this continuously, taking this abuse, and we're not doing anything. Well, it's because, guess what? We've allowed the government to have some that now we don't know how to take it away from them, because the government can then punish us or retaliate against us.
Now, our networks are going to punish and retaliate against us if we don't stay within our timelines. I want to thank you both and all our listeners for being with us. And be sure, again, you've got the Romeo Show Tuesdays, 4 p.m. Pacific on rightwingmedia.net. And, of course, Wednesdays, also 4 p.m., the lovely Juliet with God's enduring love. I did that right, Juliet, right?
That's God's Everlasting Love.
Yeah, I like that, your title there. God's Everlasting Love with Juliet. And in the meantime, this is Scott Hum, and you've been listening to rightwingmedia.net radio.